Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman is unaware that while he stays home to make good his ruse to protect the secret of his double identity, friends near and dear to him are plunged into serious trouble by a queer twist of fate.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, you're on the lookout for those Pep comic buttons in the brand new series, aren't you? You're on hand when Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep. Sure, because you won't want to miss out on a single one of these 18 new and different comic strip characters. For instance, Flash Gordon and Brenda Starr and Cindy. Spud from Winnie Winkle and the Little Moose. Goofy and Beezy from Harold Teen. Judy and Corky from Gasoline Alley. And Superman, of course. 18 new Pep comic buttons and all to wear pinned on your jacket or your beanie cap. And to swap duplicates with your friends. Boy, that's about twice the fun. And are these new Pep comic buttons snappy looking? Brilliant colored pictures on a gleaming white background. Every one of your funny paper favorites looking so real he could speak. So get busy, gang. Get going on your collection of this new series. Ask Mom right now to get you a package or two of that Sunshine Cereal Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these prizes anywhere. You just look for your new comic button in every package of Kellogg's Pep. And see how Pep brightens up breakfast, too. Those golden toasted whole wheat flakes are mighty delicious. Ask Mom to get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
After recovering a letter in which he had revealed his identity as Clark Kent, Superman returned to his apartment with his friend Batman, quite unaware that, contrary to his belief, all his troubles were not over. For at that moment in the nearby suburb of Willow Heights, Sheriff Johnson received a startling phone call, causing him to leap to his feet and shout to his deputy.
Come on, Edge! Step on it! Barry White, the Daily Planet editor, was just shot!
As we continue now, we find Sheriff Johnson at Barry White's house, where the gray-haired editor, his eyes closed, lies on a couch in his living room, attended by Dr. Wilson, a neighbor. Listen.
How bad is it, Doc?
Not serious, Sheriff. The bullet just grazed his temple. He'll be all right.
Good.
Shot was apparently fired close up. You can see the mark of the burn there.
Yes, yes, I see. Who shot him, do you know?
No, I don't. I heard two shots a few minutes ago. I live right across the street, you know.
Uh-huh.
I ran over and met Mr. Taylor, who lives next door, coming out of his house, and we came in here together. We found Mr. White lying on the floor.
Well, was the front door open?
No. Front door was closed and locked. Nobody answered the bell. We went around to the rear. The kitchen door was standing wide open.
Well, where are his servants? That funny little fat fellow who talks in rhyme.
You mean Poco?
Yeah, yeah, Poco. Where is he?
Well, I don't know. I called for him, but he doesn't seem to be around. Mr. White's coming, too.
Yes, good. Well, then I hope he'll be able to tell us what happened.
I'll give him a few whiffs of spirits of ammonia. That'll help bring him around.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. My hunch is a prowler got in here and...
Here, Mr. White. Breathe in. Hard. That's it. That's it.
Where am I? Dr. Wilson.
Yes, easy now. Now, don't try to get up.
What happened? Oh, Sheriff Johnson. What are you doing here?
You were shot, Mr. White. Who did it?
Shot? Me? Oh, yes. Poco. Poco, where's Poco?
Wait. Don't try to sit up yet.
Oh, my head. Where's Poco?
We don't know where he is. Now, listen. What happened?
Well, find him. Find him. Good God, Frey. Don't just stand there, Sheriff. Find Poco. He's in great danger.
Danger? What kind of danger?
Will you stop asking questions and look for him?
Sure, but
good heavens, it might be too late now.
Now, listen, Mr. White. Now, try to
Heavenly days, are you still here, Sheriff? Didn't you hear me say Poco was in great danger?
Yes, but I...
Then why aren't you out looking for him? Every second counts. It might be too late now to save him.
Now, look, Mr. White. Do you think whoever shot you took Poco away with him?
No, I don't, buddy. He's out with a gun and...
Okay, Mr. White, don't worry. I'll find him. And whoever shot you, too.
Now, please, Mr. White, you've had a bad shock. It isn't advisable to get up yet, so just lie.
Well, I've got to get up. I've got to find poor Poco.
Mr. White, I warned you not to get up.
I'm Jim Olsen. Somebody phoned me to come right out to Mr. White's house.
Oh, yes, young man. I phoned you. I'm Dr. Wilson.
What? Doctor? Is something the matter with Mr. White?
Well, he was shot at.
Shot?
Oh, no, don't worry, son. He's all right. The bullet just grazed him.
Oh, gosh, you scared me.
He tried to get up too soon and fainted, but he's all right now. Just has to stay in bed until morning. He asked me to call Clark Kent and Lois Lane, but I couldn't reach them.
I see.
Then he asked me to call you.
Well, is he up in his room?
Yes, perhaps he'll tell you what took place here tonight. Something strange going on here.
Oh? Well, I'll go right up.
Well, I'm leaving now. I don't think you'll need me again. But in case you do, I'm just across the street. Good night.
Good night, Doctor. What happened, Chief?
I'll keep you... Oh, where's Kent?
Huh? Oh, he's home in bed. Don't you remember there was an explosion in his apartment?
Oh, yes. Yes, I forgot. I've been kind of hazy, Jim.
Well, no wonder. Doctor said somebody shot at you. Who was it?
Never mind. Never mind who it was. Oh, where's Lois? I told the doctor to have you locate her.
Well, she's still out on the coast with her sister, Diana.
What? She was supposed to come back right after Thanksgiving.
Well, there was a wire from her. It came after you left the office to go see Mr. Kent this evening. Miss Lane said she was going to stay a few more days if it's okay with you.
Really, it isn't okay with me. So call her up right now and... Oh, what's the use? She's all the way out in California. She can't help me find Poco tonight.
Find Poco? What do you mean?
Well, what do you suppose I mean? Can't you understand plain English?
Well, sure, but
But still no word from Sheriff Johnson or from Candy Myers either. That means they haven't found him yet.
Found who?
Why, Poco, you idiot. Poco! For all I know, he's blown his head off by now.
What?
Oh, if I'd only known. If I'd only realized...
Realized what? Oh, listen, Mr. White, tell me what this is all about, will you please?
I might as well. I can't just lie here and do nothing when perhaps already he... Oh, this is terrible, Jim. It's terrible.
What is? Will you please tell me what you're talking about?
Yes, yes, I'll tell you. You see, Poco has been borrowing quite a bit of money from me lately.
He has? What for?
Well, I don't know. He's been very mysterious about it. But he gets a good salary, so when he came to me tonight and wanted to borrow another $50, I wanted to find out... I lent you $50 last week, Poco. And $50 2 weeks before, and $100 a couple of weeks before that. Now, what's it all about?
Please, sir, I do not mean to be a pest. I promised to pay it back with interest.
I don't want any interest. I just want to know why you need so much money all of a sudden.
I cannot tell you that tonight. But I'll tell you soon, Mr. White.
Well, why can't you tell me now? You're not in any trouble, are you?
Trouble? Oh, no, sir. But, well, you see, it's a secret between another and me.
A secret? Well, what kind of a secret?
From my promise to keep it, I cannot digress. But I know you'll be proud when I reach success.
Success? Success with what? You'll have to be more specific, Poco. I won't give you a dime until I know what you want it for.
But, Mr. White, that isn't right.
You never borrowed money before, but now you're borrowing all the time. Now, you get a good salary. You haven't any family to support. Now, what goes on?
I told you once. I told you twice. A secret. Now, I told you thrice.
You haven't told me anything yet. And I want to be sure you're not getting into any trouble before I...
Oh, woe is me, such misery. All I've made is a small requisition. Why must I go through this inquisition?
Because you've already borrowed $200, which is not small change. Now, I want to know what this other 50 is for, or you don't get it.
Please, sir, please. See, I'm on my knees.
Nothing doing. It's for your own good that I insist on knowing why you want this money, Poco.
But I cannot say, at least not today.
Then you don't get the 50.
Alas. Oh, woe, alas. That this should come to pass.
Crying won't help you. Now, you just tell me what you want it for.
Farewell, my friend. This is the end.
Oh, skip the dramatics. Hey, put that gun down.
A moment ago, the world was good. But now, because your heart is wood, you cast me into gloom so deep that I choose for me eternal sleep.
No, 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 Poco. Give me that gun, you idiot. And all I remember, Jim, is that Poco had the gun pointed at his head. I was trying to take it away from him when it went off. Then everything went black.
Jeepers.
The next thing I knew, Dr. Wilson was bending over me.
And Poco was gone?
Yes. And nobody has been able to find him since. What I'm afraid of is that he...
Oh, he... Don't say it, Mr. White. Poor Poco.
With eyes moist with tears, Jimmy Olsen grieves for his friend Poco, with whom he has gone through so many adventures. What has happened to the little rhymester? We'll return in a moment to find out. So stand by.
Say, how about taking time out this evening to check over your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep? See if you have any duplicates that you haven't traded yet. And how you coming along with this brand new series? Boy, are those 18 new and different Pep comic buttons a sight to see. So bright-colored and smart, so clear-cut and nifty that, well, you're going to want to collect them all. You'll want Goofy and Beezy from Harold Teen and the Little Moose, Toots and Casper and Superman and all the others. Every one is a real true-to-life picture of some favorite that you've been following in the comic strips for a long, long time. That's why it's such fun to wear these Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or beanie cap. And, you know, the best part is, they're so easy to get. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box top. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. But every time Mom opens a new package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, there's a comic button for your collection. And every time Mom dishes out a bowl of Pep for your breakfast, boy, she's handing you some mighty swell eating. Because Pep is crisp and fresh. Pep's sunny and golden toasted. Pep's delicious. Tell Mom you want lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
At the end of a vain search for Poco through the suburb of Willow Heights, Sheriff Johnson and Ed Smith, his deputy, have come to the dark, deserted railroad platform where a long freight train, its cars just shadowy blobs in the blackness, stands alongside the platform.
Where do you suppose that Poco got to, Ed?
Search me, Sheriff. Say, what's that freight doing here?
I don't know. Must have pulled off to let the Limited pass, I guess.
Limited went past a couple of minutes ago.
Well, that means the freight will be moving along soon. But that's not our worry. We got to find Poco.
Say, what's that?
What?
Don't you hear that kind of thumping noise?
Hey, wait.
Hear that, Sheriff?
Sure do. Sounds like somebody in one of those freight cars. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, can you locate it, Ed?
Yeah, I think it's coming from this car, Sheriff.
Yeah, you're right. You hear that, Ed? It was in rhyme. The fellow we're looking for, Poco, always talks like that.
Uh-huh. He must be in here.
Yeah. Oh, Lucifer, Ed. This is a refrigerator car, and it's locked.
We've got to find a conductor or a brakeman.
Hey, the train's starting. Find somebody, Ed. Hurry.
I don't see anybody. Can't you get that door open?
It's locked, I tell you. And there's no station agent here to flag the train down. Holy smokes, that poor Poco will be frozen stiff.
Helplessly, the sheriff and his deputy watch the long freight train rumble off into the darkness, taking with it the locked refrigerator car in which Poco is imprisoned in freezing temperature. How did the little rhymester get into the refrigerator car? And with his friend Superman unaware of his plight, what will happen to him? This is the beginning of a thrilling new Superman adventure, gang, so don't miss a single episode. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Say, when you wake up in the morning and you can see your breath on the frosty air, gang, that's Crumbles weather. Just calls for a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Calls for toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles just fits, doesn't it? Kellogg's Crumbles, sort of sweet and mellow rich. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. It's Crumbles weather, gang. Time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.